How are you? Mike Vega, Boston Globe. Thanks for joining us today. Good, thank you. Just wanted to touch base on a couple things. First off, you know, everybody here in New England remembers you quite vividly of standing side by side with Robert Kraft after the end of the lockout and throwing an arm around him and kind of consoling him in his time of grief. And I just was curious, I mean, at that moment, what compelled you to do that after being on opposite sides of the negotiating table? To was that more of a symbolic thing, or was it a heartfelt gesture on your part?
No, Matt, it was definitely heartfelt. You know, I had we had all been made aware of Myers' condition, and you know, we would talk about it from time to time and just ask him how everything was going. And you know, he would consistently just tell us that, you know, hey, she wants me here. She thinks this is important not only for our game but for America, and you know, believed wholeheartedly in what we were doing and felt like we could get something accomplished without jeopardizing our game. And you know, I got my wife and kids at home, and you know, I can't imagine going through something as stressful as the lockout was, on top of having, you know, an illness that, you know, is as serious as it was for his wife. And so I had a ton of respect for what he was doing. I had a ton of respect that when he was there, he was engaged and, you know, did a lot to help get the thing solved. But on top of that, would go home and, you know, spend time with his wife regularly, which meant a lot of commuting for him. So it was definitely heartfelt, one of those things that I felt very honest and heartfelt about it, and you know, it came out to be something to other people, but to me it was more of a heartfelt gesture.
Yeah, I mean, that came out clearly, I thought, you know, that yours was heartfelt and it was sincere. Did you hear from anybody else from around the league, owners, players, who commended you for that? I mean, for stepping up and saying what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, our guys, man, I've had more players throughout this entire season, you know, after games, before games, even right after it was done, you know, my phone with text messages and emails and phone calls. You know, man, at the end of the day, we all wanted to play football, and we just wanted to get a fair deal in place. And those guys understood, and everybody, you know, knew the situation that Mr. Kraft was going through. And so I think, you know, it helped kind of solidify the deal just going forward, saying, hey, man, we're all back and getting this league where it needs to go and being the greatest game in our country.
It seemed to be a conciliatory gesture, too, in that, as you mentioned, you know, both sides were on the same page trying to move forward now. I mean, were you moved in any way by that sentiment?
Well, I mean, the hug didn't. Yeah, you know, that was more just for his wife and that issue. But the you know, we knew as we got close to getting the thing done, and as it began to close, we knew how important this was. And I think from, you know, Jerry Richardson, who was the leader of the ownership group, to Jerry Jones and Mr. Kraft and all the guys who, you know, Clark Hunts and John Maris, who were there, all those men knew how significant that this deal was. You know, a 10-year deal of labor peace, knowing that we both, you know, had to compromise, but both felt like we could work with this deal and be beneficial for all our players. And most importantly, we're going to keep our players healthier for longer so that your stars can play longer. You know, I felt really good about it. I know they did as well. And so as we left, I think we all realized we had worked very hard to get something accomplished, and we were proud of what we put forth, you know. And Demoris and Roger, you know, they summed it up at the end. You know, we had a meeting before we all went down to address the press. And you know, both of those guys, just seeing how hard they worked and how diligent they both were in getting this deal done, it was a lot of work, but something you could be very proud of today.
You know, it's crazy to think about. The Patriots and Colts have had, you know, so many tight games and such a long-standing rivalry that at the end it's you and the owner of the Patriots. Is that about as unexpected and strange a thing as you've been through?
I definitely would agree with that. You know, obviously we've had some enormous battles and some games that meant a ton to our game, and so. But, you know, at the end of the day, when we're not on the field, we're all working to get our league better. And I think that we all understood that. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, when you put your mind forward and you know, from my standpoint, you know, I'm representing, you know, the 2,000 active and the, you know, close to 10,000, you know, retired or former players. That's a lot on your mind. That's a lot of weight that you're carrying. And I knew the best thing for our guys was to get a good, fair deal in place and move forward from there.
Jeff, are you reserving another man hug for Mr. Kraft when you see him on Sunday?
I think our man hugs are probably done. I think we'll go to handshake from this point on.
Jeff, you were talking about rivalries of the past, and with the struggles your team's been having this season, is the tenor of this week any different going into this game?
Well, obviously not for us. You know, I mean, our season has not gone, you know, how we wanted. I mean, obviously not winning a game. We're not the, you know, I'm sure from the Patriots standpoint, the rivalry's not as big. You know, in the past, we've been playing for, you know, home field advantage or, you know, a number of different things, championship games and all that. So, but for us, you know, we need to get a win. And you know, it'd be no better for, you know, it couldn't be better for us to get the first one against the Patriots, especially going up there on their home turf. But I got a ton of respect for how those guys are playing right now. And, it, you know, it's going to be a major challenge for us, but we just got to go up there and play good football.
So how have you guys gone on when, you know, you expect so much? You guys are always in the playoffs, and then not only does Peyton go down, but it's happened, you know, like it has. How have you guys gone on?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we've had a number of vets, you know, myself included, who have, you know, have encouraged the guys to understand that, you know, you're putting your resume out every time you walk on that field, and any time a tape is rolling, you better be playing as good a football as you possibly can. That's what a professional does, and you know, pros stand up even when it's the worst times, and that's what we're in. You know, we're, you know, we hadn't won a game. We've done a lot to ourselves, to hurt ourselves with making mistakes, and we take full responsibility for that. But you know, nobody in this league feels sorry for you. Nobody's gonna, you know, help you get better. You got to go out there and put forth an effort to win a football game, and that's what we're hoping we do.
Does this type of season make you appreciate Peyton Manning that much more?
Well, it definitely makes me appreciate winning more, but no, Peyton, obviously, man, you can't respect a player more than I respect him anyway. So, yeah, I've been with the guy, you know, 13 years. I know how hard he works. I know what a good player he is and how valuable he is to our football team. And, you know, on top of all that, to see a player face this type of injury, you know, this isn't something you get over in a week or two. This has been a major process. And so anytime you're watching a player go through something as substantial as this, your heart goes out for him, man. This is the way that we, you know, this is the way God created us, to play this game. And he loves playing it and couldn't have more fun doing it. So, you know, I feel for him in that regard as much as a teammate.
Do you feel like he'll be back, Jeff, or will he likely shut it down now?
I sure hope so. I mean, you know, I've told people ask me over and over, you know, if he's healthy enough, he'll be on the field. I can guarantee you that. Records, put all that stuff aside, because, you know, every player in this game, we're made to play on Sundays. And so, you know, if he's healthy enough, I think he'll you know, be out there ready to rock and roll. You know, from my standpoint is make sure you're healthy and whatever the doctor's recommendation is, take that and do with what you can. But I don't think records matter. None of that stuff matters. That matters more to people outside that are making, you know, adjustments in media and that kind of thing, because the reality is we want to play any time we can, and I know he's in that same boat.
So I believe today he was supposed to be examined. I mean, is there that hope that, you know, he might be back at some point this season? It's kind of dwindling now, the regular season.
Yeah, and I've hoped the whole time, but I have no idea about, you know, his medical status. I don't know about those things, you know. But if he's healthy, you know, I love him back. Whenever he can get back, you know, hopefully I'm here and ready to rock and roll with him.